forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, lows 65. Right now, it's 77.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Feedlots are only a few weeks away from being current on fed cattle supplies, according to Dr. Daryl Peel, livestock market economist at Oklahoma State University.
In the near term, yes. I think we've moved a lot of cattle. The marketings in the last two cattle on feed reports have been very impressive. We really saw the peak in about February, and since then we've pulled them down, and we know that the numbers in general have been coming down. We're trying to work through this current pipeline of cattle. We got delayed because of the pandemic last year, and that's what really set up the problems we've had all this year. But we're close.
Well, as the market sort out the numbers, USDA and politicians ramping up efforts to expand packer capacity and strengthen the Packers and Stockyards Act.
There's an awful lot of political motion out there right now to do something, and it really reflects the turmoil that we've been in for really about 2 years and the producer discontent that's out there, but it's being translated into some of these political initiatives. In the short run, I think we're going to fix our immediate problem because cattle numbers are going to drop back below the current capacity here again in a matter of weeks. We may be almost there right now, but it's not quite clear yet. But longer term, the potential for the industry to grow will depend on some long-term investment in infrastructure. And we're kind of at the point for the first time in many, many years when the industry really needs to think about that.
That's Oklahoma State's Dr. Daryl Peel. That's Ag News. I'm Ken Rogers. And House Republicans are appealing to the Biden administration to review the potential impact on small businesses of any revisions of the Waters of the U.S. rule that defines the jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act. In a letter to EPA and the Army Corps, Republicans in the House Small Business Committee called the agency to consider the requirements of the Regulatory Flexibility Act and the post-pandemic situation of small businesses when reviewing the CWA and potential revisions to its regulations. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With some of the rain that came in across the state of Kansas over the last week has hindered some of the wheat harvest across the state, as many farmers are waiting for the sun and warm weather to return in order to finish up their wheat harvest. But some farmers aren't complaining, as they said they desperately needed some of that moisture.
We were excited for the rain because we were dry, and we raise a lot more crop when it rains than when it doesn't. We just wish we would get a little at a time instead of all in one shot.
That was farmer Gordon Stanza out of Butler County on KWCH News. According to the National Agricultural Statistics Service, reported on yesterday that more than 41% of the state's wheat has been cut so far. It is behind the 44% at this time last year and the 48% of the five-year average for this date. But they say the rain has also caused an issue with other crops.
We like to double crop soybeans into the wheat and plant that after we harvest. So we'll see how that goes. Also, the beans that we did have planted, a five-inch rain on top of an emerging crop, that's sometimes a problem.
Good American Network News. It's that time of the year when there's plenty to worry about, from the weather to how you're going to finish the field before dark. But you don't have to worry about Abilene Machine and your ag replacement parts. Abilene Machine provides new, remanufactured, and used parts for almost every brand. And with four locations nationwide, your parts will arrive in record time. Call 800-255-0337 or visit AbileneMachine.com. Abilene Machine, for worry-free ag replacement parts. If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stuckline Communications is an equal opportunity employer. A man has been sentenced to more than 46 years in prison for a 2018 homicide at a West Wichita motel. Prosecutors say in a news release that the district judge, Bruce Brown, handed down the punishment yesterday to 25-year-old Corey Bentley of Wichita. Bentley pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in May for the shooting death of 43-year-old Jackie Jerome of Wichita. He was shot on October 18th of 2018 in the parking lot of the Deluxe Inn in Wichita. The judge also ordered Bentley to pay $760 for Jerome's funeral, as well as $500 in expenses to the victim's son, who traveled from Iowa after learning of his father's murder. In other news, a man is dead after an ATV accident in northern Kansas. The accident happened on Saturday night this past weekend. The Kansas Highway Patrol says that 64-year-old Terry Gitchell of Phillipsburg was driving the all-terrain vehicle in a pasture in Phillips County when he tried to go up a steep incline. The ATV flipped over backwards. Phillips County is roughly 60 miles north of Hayes. Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A high-ranking California police official has been nominated to serve as the next police chief in Lincoln, Nebraska, making her the city's first female chief and the first who is openly gay. Mayor Larian Gaylor Baird says she selected 55-year-old Teresa Ewins, who's a commander with the San Francisco Police Department. Ewins was one of four finalists who was chosen from a field of 31 applicants. The state of Nebraska formally ending its coronavirus emergency this week, even though rural parts of the state continue to lag larger cities in vaccinations. Governor Pete Ricketts says he'll let the state's current virus emergency expire as scheduled tomorrow, along with its remaining social distancing guidelines that were made mandatory earlier in the pandemic. Ricketts says he also expects all schools to be open for in-person learning this fall without imposing any mask or vaccination requirements. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Are you ready for your next new vehicle but think you're out of options? Well, think again. Rusty Egg Ford has a huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now.
At Rusty Egg Ford, these certified vehicles offer the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty. Like Fords with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. These certified vehicles also come fully inspected and do not depreciate as much after driving off the lot, preserving the value of your car. You also receive 24/7 roadside assistance and travel interruption reimbursement. Now that's driving with total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
Rusty Egg Ford is here to make sure you have plenty of options. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Visit RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/2021 sales. Offers expire 7/31/21.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week heard from the Public Works Administrator an estimate that 7,500 feet of county roads leading into towns and cities could use dust control at a cost of a dollar or more per foot. They suggested use of road gravel might eliminate some of the dust, and they try this approach first. Approval was given for purchase of two new belly dump trailers at a cost of $78,000. Agency on Aging was granted permission to add Wymore as a transportation stop for an out-of-county charge of $25. Commissioners met with the county health nurse and David Vermetten to discuss structural repairs for the health department building, asking that they coordinate with potential contractors to review and submit bids for repair of the building. Commissioner Barm Kiekhaefer expressed concern regarding demolition of buildings on the east end of the block, asking if this would or could cause more issues. Vermitten said there are guidelines that should be followed on that demolition to prevent structure damage to any adjoining buildings. A demolition timeline is not available at this time. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week approved a proposal from Ron Newts to develop and place a 10-by-10-foot brick monument on the courthouse square dedicated to the service of Washington County native Mark Nooch.
The Horse Soldier Monument will honor Nooch and the special forces that he led following 9/11. The 12-member team fought the Taliban in Afghanistan and is considered the most successful unconventional warfare campaign in modern history. Mark Nooch graduated from Washington High School in 1987. Washington County Economic Development Group recently hosted their annual meeting at Palmer with comments from Board Chair Dustin Ruggie, as well as representatives of North Central Regional Planning. They've helped coordinate and acquire financing for some $13 million in projects this last year, including housing rehab, water and sewer projects. They spoke of resources available for local governmental entities as well as private businesses. For information on Washington County Economic Development, contact John Bruna, who serves part-time as director for the group. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an update from the road and bridge supervisor, who's been working with the county attorney to get two portions of road closed in the county where a bridge is no longer passable. A public hearing on the matter is scheduled July 12th at noon. Commissioners rescinded the COVID-19 disaster declaration, which was issued last August. Following an executive session, a resolution was passed unanimously reappointing Betty Rader as the Nemahal County Appraiser for a term of 4 years through June of 2025 at a salary of $60,000 per year. The public health alert at Big Indian Reservoir in southern Gage County has been lifted after tests reveal the toxic blue-green algae levels are well below accepted limits. The alert issued recently limited public exposure and closed swimming temporarily. Full use of the lake facilities are now open again. The Gage County Historical Society opened a temporary exhibit this past weekend highlighting the museum's 50-year history. Firm Foundations touches on the Historical Society organization and operations and will be on display through September. Donna D. Tiemann, age 86, of Pawnee City, passed away June 21st. Private family burial at a later date at the Pawnee City Cemetery, with the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Donna Tiemann.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we still have this frontal boundary across the central into the east central parts of the Midwest, heading into the northern parts of the United States, still bringing scattered showers and thunderstorms across the central upper parts of the Midwest as we head into this Tuesday, continuing into tonight. We'll continue to see scattered showers and thunderstorms off and on as we head into tomorrow, lingering into Thursday before finally things start moving. We'll see the system move out. High pressure system moves in as we head into Friday and into the holiday weekend. Otherwise, temperatures will range in the upper 70s to the lower 80s. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, we'll continue with isolated showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, mid 80s, and tomorrow night clouds. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late June, 90. Record high on this date, 109. The average low 67, the record low 47. Sunset this evening 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:04.
You may recall the days of Kodak film and the flash cube. And even though technology has changed it all, we still appreciate the camera. The story on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 29th, the 180th day of the year. Happy birthday wishes go out to comedian and actor Richard Lewis. And on this day in 2007, the first Apple iPhone went on sale. It had a 2-megapixel camera. Did you know that cameras were around before actual photography? The use of a lens dates back to the 1500s, and the first permanent photograph was taken by a Frenchman in 1826. Cameras were then heavy, bulky items. In fact, one of the first cameras weighed 900 pounds and could only take one picture. Now they can be smaller than the tip of a pen. And with the invention of smartphone cameras, people are taking more pictures than ever. At last count, 1.2 trillion digital photos every year. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Brand Source Appliance in Beatrice has a large selection of name brand appliances and TVs in stock from major brands like LG, Maytag, Samsung, and Bosch. They have a large selection of freezers in stock, starting at only $100. Take advantage of the free shipping to your door within 100 miles. Guaranteed lowest prices. Have it delivered or pick it up from the warehouse today. Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Baseball. Hunter Renfroe homered twice, the second to break a sixth inning tie as the Red Sox rallied from a 4-run deficit to beat the Kansas City Royals 6-5. The victory yesterday was Boston's fourth straight following a 3-game sweep of the New York Yankees. It was also the team's major league leading 26th come from behind win. It was the first of 4 games as the series with the Kansas City Royals at the Boston Red Sox continues today. First pitch this evening at 6:10. Other baseball action, after taking 5 of 6 in Midland, Texas, the Wichita Wind Surge continues the second leg of their southern trek. They'll face off today with Amarillo. Back to the Royals, Salvador Perez is a step closer to being named to his 7th All-Star roster. MLB announced yesterday the catcher came in 3rd overall in the first round of voting. Only 2 other players received more votes. Mid-America Network Sports.
News. Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, KCLAN. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of KCLAN informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. NFL news, five-time Pro Bowl receiver Demaryius Thomas has announced his retirement following a decade-long career. Thomas, part of the winningest four-year period in team history from 2012 to 15 with Peyton Manning at quarterback. The Denver Broncos went 55-17 during that span, winning two AFC titles and the Super Bowl 50 as Thomas caught 445 passes for 6,249 yards and 46 touchdowns. Thomas spent nine seasons with the Broncos before playing for the Texans and Jets in 2019. There was a return to normalcy at Wimbledon on Monday, 102 weeks since a meaningful match was last played there. Fans were back in the stands at Old England Club following the cancellation of last year's tournament due to the pandemic. The first winner on center court was top seed and defending champion Novak Djokovic, who fired 25 aces in a 4-6, 6-1, 6-2, 6-2 victory over 19-year-old wildcard entry Jack Draper. Mid-America Network Sports.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
Good used pickups hard to find, but the Nordis Motor Company has on trade a 2017 Silverado 1500 model, a 2012 Silverado 2500 HD Duramax, a 2011 Ford F-150 Lariat 4x4 Sport Crew Edition, and a 2016 Silverado 1500 model Z71 at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Game time is the perfect time to fire up a Traeger grill. You can bake a pizza, smoke wings or ribs, or grill steaks. This grill can do it all. Traeger is the original wood pellet grill, and with a full 3-year warranty, makes Traeger grills the best-selling pellet grill on the market. Cromie Lumber in Marysville carries a full line of Traeger grills, accessories, spices, and pellets. Always wanted to try a Traeger before you buy? Then stop in at Cromie Lumber and ask for details to check out their loaner, Little Texas Elite, for a weekend. Only at Cromie Lumber, 609 Carolina in Marysville.
Brighten those shady spots in the summer landscape with Bottle Brush Buckeye. This summer bloomer produces showy spikes of white flowers you and the butterflies will enjoy. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Bottle Brush Buckeye grows 8 to 12 feet tall and up to 15 feet wide. It's hardy throughout zones 4 to 8 and even 9 with sufficient shade. Grow it as a specimen in shrub beds, mixed borders, and woodland gardens. The large green leaves are attractive throughout the summer and turn yellow in the fall. Plant Bottle Brush Buckeyes in moist, well-drained soil and full to partial shade for best results. It will tolerate wet soil and drier conditions once established, making it suitable for rain gardens. Its suckering nature makes it a great screen and erosion control plant. Plus, rabbits and deer tend to leave it be. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Patrick Montgomery is in the business of delivering customers the best steaks they'll ever eat. Along the way, he may have just created the best hot dog anyone has ever tasted as well. The story of what happened when a steak company's hot dog sales went through the roof is today's edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm
Valentine Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Patrick Montgomery began raising Wagyu cattle in 2016 and founded the KC Cattle Company. He began developing markets for his prime steaks, but of course those animals produce more than just steak. There are more trimmings than steak, which often is turned into hamburger.
Our hamburger sold great in about a 1 or even 2 to 1 ratio to our steaks, but we're producing about 5 to 1.
So he was looking for other ways to use those beef trimmings.
Hot dogs was one of them, and it was actually one of our worst sellers when we launched it. So I thought it was a pretty big dud.
But nonetheless, they sent the hot dogs to publications that might review the premium franks and perhaps provide a sales boost. One random Thursday, after fixing fence, he suddenly began receiving text alerts on his phone about orders.
So I'm driving back home, and within that span of time of getting back home, I refresh our website, and we got about 500,000 people on the website. I'm like, something is going on.
Food and Wine magazine had made quite a proclamation about KC Cattle Company's hot dogs.
We found a hot dog that tastes like steak, and they proclaimed that we had the best hot dog in the world. Death by growth was the forefront of my mind, right? Because it was 1.5 of us working here at the time.
Hot dog sales went through the roof. The only problem was they had almost no hot dogs to sell at the time.
We had 30 packs of hot dogs in stock when this happened. So we had to figure out how to get 10,000 pounds of trim, and all of our steaks were back ordered and everything else. So it was definitely a stressful couple months after it happened.
So Patrick had a dilemma. He suddenly had great sales, but he needed to ramp up to produce enough product. The customers wait for weeks for the best hot dog on the planet. Patrick's solution is next time as we travel the countryside. In Weston, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
You do your best to keep pesticides away from the kids, but the exposure risk is still there. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. There are many ways that kids come in contact with pesticides as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Pesticides can pose a health risk to children. Their bodies are going through developmental processes that can be affected by pesticide exposure. The extent depends on the toxicity of the ingredients, how much of the pesticide they've been exposed to, and for how long. Casey Buell is the Pesticide Safety Education Program Coordinator in Oregon. She says just the everyday behavior of a child can put them at risk.
They put their toys and their hands in their mouths, and they spend more time on the floor and on the ground where residues may be present. They might eat unwashed produce right from the garden, but washing those fruits and vegetables before kids eat them can really reduce those potential exposures.
When mom and dad walk through the door after being outside, kids love to run to them for a hug. Parents might unknowingly have pesticide residue on their skin or clothes, which could be rubbed off onto their child.
They can do things like washing up and possibly changing their clothes before hugging the little ones at the end of the day, and also separating out the laundry, washing clothes separately if they might have some pesticide residue on them from the family laundry can prevent spreading the residue from one piece of clothing to another. Another really powerful thing they can do is to leave their shoes or boots at the door to avoid tracking that residue around the house.
Kids are naturally curious and masters at getting into stuff they shouldn't. Be sure you store pesticides and other dangerous chemicals under lock and key, preferably in a shed or other building outside of the house. Create a safe play area and cover up outdoor playthings when you know a pesticide is going to be applied. Learn more on how you can keep your kids safe around pesticides at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Favorite sport? For me, it's football, hands down. There is nothing like a Hail Mary pass at the end of the game for my team's win. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, the quarterback plays an important role in every football game, but he can't do what he does without the support of the entire team. You could look at your finances as a team sport, too. You're the one who ultimately calls all the plays, like how you spend, save, and share your money. But you need others to guide you. So first, start with your faith. God is your coach and your inspiration. But you need others, too. Your spouse is your co-captain, maybe a close friend to cheer you on. And you could seek the guidance of a financial professional. They can help create your money game plan. So lean on your team for inspiration, ideas, and guidance. That way you'll have more clarity about your money and be better equipped to live a life with more meaning and gratitude.
Turn your job into a vocation. St. Gregory Catholic School in Marysville has employment opportunities for the 21-22 school year, helping students grow both academically and spiritually. Full-time positions for K-6 resource teacher and paraprofessional, and part-time positions for teacher's aide and school counselor are available. Visit stgregorychurch.org and click on Education, or contact Karen Farrell at kfarrell@stgregorychurch.org or 562-2831 for more information.
Celebrate Blue Rapids sesquicentennial with Tales of Blue Rapids Friday 11 to 5 at the library. A Friday night cruise and movie on the square. Parade Saturday morning begins at 10. Ride the Central Branch Rail Line and more. Sunday includes the Fireman's Barbecue at 5. Duck Race and Kitty Games with Hot Club of Cowtown live at 7:30. And Fireworks Sunday at 10. Check their Facebook page for more details. Join the 150+1 celebration in Blue Rapids this weekend. Your invitation from Route 77 in Blue Rapids and the corner store in Waterville. Sinclair Service, locally owned, quick and convenient. Route 77 in Blue Rapids and the corner store in Waterville. Jean's Hair Horizons, a full-service salon, also featuring pedicures, manicures, and massages. Look and feel your best with an appointment today at Jean's Hair Horizons. Tease Liquor has all of your favorites and some fun stuff, too. Start the party with Tease Liquor in Blue Rapids. And don't miss the sesquicentennial celebration this weekend.
South Koreans are big fans of U.S. beef and pork. That story next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds farmers to be aware of pollinator movement. Allison Walston is with Valent USA.
Before using any neonic insecticide, be sure to follow the label recommendations, establish appropriate buffer zones, calibrate equipment, and avoid spraying flowering plants in or near the field. Working with beekeepers in the area is another way to help maximize products while minimizing any negative impacts to pollinators.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. Shipments of U.S. beef and pork are welcomed eagerly in South Korea, and the U.S. meat industry is pretty happy about that, too. Through April, beef exports to South Korea are up 15% from a year ago, totaling nearly $687 million. Here's Ji-hae Yang, Korea director with the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
Korea is still battling with virus and difficulties of securing vaccines. The positive thing we've experienced is that consumers spend money on high-quality meat for their home meal, as they believe meat is the source of good nutrition. And people continue to find small luxury from enjoying high-quality fresh food.
Yang says $189 million worth of U.S. pork exports to Korea through April are just slightly behind year-ago levels. But one type of pork is really in demand there.
U.S. chilled pork increased by 146% for the first 4 months this year. I think the chilled beef and pork demand will continue to grow without question. People found the joy of home meal and family quality time last year, and this trend will be sticking in post-pandemic.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Sapp Brothers reminds propane customers that now's the time to book your propane refills. Contract pricing available with scheduled delivery at your request. Call or reach out today. Sapp Brothers Petroleum, reminding propane customers now's the time to book your propane refills.
Mid-America Ag Network Harvest Update. It's brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com. Well, some great strides were made over the last week as far as wheat harvest is concerned. Texas jumped from 58% complete to 75% complete last week. Still a little behind their five-year average of 82%. Oklahoma jumped from 50% finished to 80% complete. Again, still behind their five-year average of 85%. And here in Kansas, we took the biggest jump, moving from 13% to 41% harvested. And that's still behind our five-year average of 48%. Of course, the rain has had a big impact on our wheat harvest the last few days, according to Marcia Boswell with Kansas Wheat.
Rain has continued to delay harvest for farmers in central and eastern Kansas who needed moisture for pastures and fall crops. Mike Jordan, who farms near Beloit in Mitchell County, didn't even make it to the end of the driveway Monday afternoon without sprinkles on the windshield. Needless to say, his wheat harvest progress is behind due to rain, having only two half days of harvest since starting on June 23rd. Despite the delays, Jordan welcomed the moisture. He said, "We had more than 2 inches of rain in 2 days, and the only place it ran off was the roof." The fields he has cut thus far are seeing incredibly good yields. He was expecting yields in the 30s in May, but is seeing a range from 58 to 62 bushels per acre. Test weights are coming in between 60 and 62 pounds per bushel, and proteins are averaging in the mid-11s, from 10.8 to 12.2%.
Marcia Boswell with Kansas Wheat. Of course, we've got more rain on tap for central and eastern Kansas. Western Kansas, where it's been dry, wheat harvest is just now getting underway. Harvest update from Mid-America Ag Network.
WTI is your career education partner.
I was always kind of moving between jobs and moving between places that I lived, and to find a place that I'm actually steady at and to find this place that I love to go to work every single day. I love to do what I do. It's a great feeling of accomplishment. Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, Met Guard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the Farm Bureau says this week's Senate Ag Committee hearing on the cattle market starts a much-needed discussion. Michael Clements shares what needs to happen next.
The Senate Agriculture Committee hearing on cattle markets identified potential issues in the market and possible solutions. Scott Bennett, American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director, says the hearing scratched the surface on hot topics regarding cattle markets.
Those topics include a regional mandatory minimum negotiated trade, packer concentration, antitrust, and anti-competitive issues with the packers, as well as the need for a beef contract library for producers to see what other contracts exist in the marketplace.
Bennett says Farm Bureau has three priorities included in the discussion.
One is a regional-based mandatory minimum negotiated trade. We do support Senator Deb Fisher's Cattle Market Transparency Act in the Senate that would address that. The second thing is a beef contract library where redacted beef contracts would be available for the public to view. The third and final thing is simply livestock mandatory reporting reauthorization.
He calls the Senate Agriculture Committee hearing a good first step.
With livestock mandatory reporting set to expire the end of September, we know that time is of the essence if we are going to do anything in regards to the cattle markets. We certainly do not want to see that lapse, but we will continue to work with these committees on the issues of importance to American Farm Bureau.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And 72 lawmakers sent a letter asking the administration to stop a recent court order from harming U.S. hog farmers, calling on them to strike down pork harvest facility line speeds allowed under USDA's new swine inspection system. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers depend on their equipment, and equipment depends on its fuel. Cenex Premium Diesel works as hard as you do and comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster even cleans up your injectors and prevents injector fouling, so your equipment can keep firing on all cylinders to make every day a field day. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Pheasant populations have been dwindling, but the right practices in the ag landscape can help bring their numbers back up on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Your fields store carbon. Let us help you make money for it. With the Bayer Carbon Program, you have the opportunity to earn additional revenue for adopting climate-smart practices, practices that help enrich your soil to better support your crops. The carbon market doesn't have to be complex, especially when Bayer provides certainty, simplicity, and flexibility to help your land work for you. Visit BayerCarbon.com to enroll today.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Lay their eggs in a nest on the ground anywhere from April to June. Where they nest and why they choose one location over another in the agricultural landscape was researched by Taylor Shirley, a graduate research assistant at Iowa State University. Over the last 2 years, she monitored where pheasants were nesting on farms in the southeast part of the state. The majority of nests were found in native warm season grass fields, which were primarily enrolled in CRP, then in cool season grass fields, and the least number of nests were noted among fall seeded cover crops. She says nesting pheasants prefer litter cover or dead vegetation covering the ground.
This ended up being the most important factor for why they picked one field versus another field. And so as litter cover increased, so the more litter cover we had on the ground, the higher number of nests we were predicted to have per acre. So your fields that are, you know, getting above that 75% litter threshold are where you're going to really start to see more nests in the landscape.
Another factor is how well the nest is concealed with tall vegetation. There are several management practices that will enhance brood rearing habitat.
So in terms of cover crops, earlier planting and later termination. So these would allow fields to get a little bit more growth and they would have cover for longer when these birds are selecting to put their nest out there. Relay cropping, there is pretty much constant growth throughout the entire nest initiation period, and then small grains.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about pheasant nesting habitat at agriculture.com.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
For market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we're seeing some erosion here and there across our futures markets. We've kind of got into a roller coaster ride here with Kansas City wheat. Started the day pretty strongly higher and then got a little weaker and then got a little stronger. And now we're weaker again. July KC wheat down 1.617. September is down 1 3/4 at 6.24 3/4. Chicago wheat is down, as is Minneapolis wheat, too. July corn is up 16.5 now at 6.92. September is up a half a cent at 5.58 3/4. Soybeans have kind of done the same thing as wheat, up and down and up and down. July soybeans up a half a cent now at 13.57.5. August beans up 2 3/4 at 13.39.5. Soybean meal is down. July is down $4.10 at 3.47.50. August down 3.10 at 3.50.80. Soy oil is up. July is up 89. Make that 99 points at 63.30. August is up 139 points at 61.84. So the roller coaster ride continues for Kansas City wheat. Currently back down. Cotton is down, too. October cotton is down 8 points at 88.19. December is down 14 points, 87.29. In the livestock complex, a bit of a roller coaster ride there, too. June live cattle down 30 at 121.80. August back up a nickel now at 121.65. So some mixed numbers there. Feeder cattle are up. August feeders up 105 at 157.40. September feeders currently up 75 at 159.82. So good news for feeder cattle. Hogs have been up through the day. July hogs at 106.82. That's up 187. While August hogs are up 90 at 103.67. So mixed numbers in the livestock complex. Feeder cattle and hogs are up. Fat cattle are currently having some issues. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
WTI is your career education partner.
They really got to know me, like one-on-one. Even though they had a whole class, I felt like individually they would assist each person as needed. I just felt comfortable and felt very confident in asking questions that otherwise I would be embarrassed to ask.
Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
KNDY.
Nationally renowned Hot Club of Cowtown performs live for Blue Rapids Sesquicentennial Celebration Sunday, July 4th. It's a jam on the square 2:30 till 3:30 and a free concert on the fairgrounds at 7:30. Featuring Hot Club of Cowtown live in Blue Rapids Sunday, July 4th.
in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page of life has turned, many a lesson I have learned. Well, it feels like in those hills I still belong. Way down yonder on the Indian Nation, riding my pony on a reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder on the Indian Nation, a cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Aw, Mr. Smith. Trees kiss the playful prairie breeze. Well, feels like in those hills I still belong.
Way down yonder on the Indian Nation, ride my pony on a reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder on the Indian Nation, a cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
How about you, Alana?
Of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.